From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Syria says its forces have seized another town from the Islamic State militants 1 week after retaking the historic city of Palmyra. VOA asked University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunis via Skype if the militants are losing the war.
There have been a number of strategic setbacks. The ceasefire between the Syrian government and the more moderate rebel groups has enabled the Syrian government and its allies to focus on ISIS and other radical Islamists such as al-Nusra. And as a result, it's become more difficult for the IS to hold on to the territories that they had seized earlier during the Civil War.
Meantime, U.S. military sources claim drones in Iraq has killed an Islamic State fighter believed responsible for a missile attack last month that killed a U.S. Marine. South Africa's parliament will open debate tomorrow on an opposition motion to impeach President Jacob Zuma for violating the Constitution. The Constitutional Court ruled last week that Mr. Zuma failed to uphold, defend, and respect the Constitution by failing to pay back some public funds he used to make improvements on his private home. President Zuma responded,
"I wish to emphasize that I never knowingly or deliberately set out to violate the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the Republic."
Mr. Zuma's ruling, African National Congress dominates parliament, and any effort to impeach him will likely fail. Meantime, migrants turned back at the Greek island of Lesbos have begun arriving at the Turkish port under the new deal with the European Union. This is VOA News.